even with falling oil prices and strong U.S. growth. The head of the International Monetary Fund says the global economy only expanded around 3.4% last year. Well, that's near the average growth over the last couple of decades. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says growth is uneven and too slow.
Given the lingering impact of the Great Recession on people, it is actually generating hardship for many people around the world, including those countries where more than 50% of the youth population goes unemployed. So growth is not good enough.
Lagarde urged nations to take advantage of lower oil prices to cut energy subsidies and use the saved money on education to boost long-term economic growth. The IMF chief says progress on trade agreements could also help growth and employment, while better access to credit could help small businesses hire more people. And she called for more investment in infrastructure to provide jobs in the short term and bolster growth in the long term by facilitating commerce. Improved infrastructure is also the focus of the new Chinese-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Some analysts see it as a rival to the IMF and World Bank, which critics say are unfairly dominated by Western nations. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim is urging the new bank to adhere to high standards for dealing with environmental and labor issues.
Poverty is 2.5 billion people not having access to financial services like bank accounts. Poverty is 1.4 billion people without access to electricity. Poverty is having to put your children to bed at night without food. And poverty is not going to school because, in order to survive, everyone in the family needs to make a few cents every day.
He also says nearly 1 billion people around the world struggle to survive on less than $1.25 a day. He pledges to closely work with the new bank because, as he says, the enemy is poverty, not other institutions. World Bank critics say the global lender would fight poverty more effectively if it speeded up efforts to reform its large bureaucracy and improved safeguards for people and environments affected by bank projects. Nazir Sanani of the advocacy group Bank Information Center says he's worried by proposals to ask borrowing nations to implement labor and environmental safeguards.
Which is going to result in huge problems in many countries that we know today are not good at defending civil liberties or human rights.
Top World Bank and IMF officials will be discussing these and other complex issues this week with financial and bank officials from member nations around the world as they gather here in Washington. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.